Well, good evening. It's now actually 7:01, and I know people will still be coming in, but if I get started on time, then we get out of here on time. So we're going to get started. Yeah, I'm really excited about tonight and what we're going to do, what I really believe the Holy Spirit wants to do, and of course I'm going to share that along the way, step by step. And so we're going to, you know, Apostle Bob, I want you to open up. Would you open us up? I didn't get to tell him this in advance because it just, I saw you and I felt like you were the one.
Oh, let's stand. You don't have to, but let's stand. I think that's always appropriate. We're giving honor to him. That's all right. If you can stay seated, but we just want to raise our hands and present ourselves to him. What's ever easiest, sitting down, you can raise your hands. And Father, we thank you. We honor you. We thank you that you said where two or three are gathered. And we're not only gathered, but Father, we're not only assembled, but we're being assembled. Many members in one body. And so we thank you right now. We thank you that you are here in our midst. Yes. And you're on the inside of us. And so we welcome you right now. We thank you that the gifts of the Spirit are initiated through you, Holy Spirit. And so one Spirit. And so we thank you for activating the gifts, especially prophecy. Thank you for the anointing and the blessing upon Prophet Susie. We thank you, Father. We receive the prophet and the prophet's anointing. And we receive the gifts of the Spirit, Father, and the gift of Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And we welcome you right now. Let's just pray a minute in spirit. You know, it says, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. And then Ephesians 6 says, take the shield of faith. So when we're praying in the Spirit, we're taking that shield of faith. And in the Passion, it says that shield of faith is a wraparound shield. And so when we're praying in the Spirit, we're building our faith up. We're building the shield around us, our most holy faith, and it will quench and extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So when we're praying the Holy Spirit, it shields up. And he's shielding us. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I wanted Apostle Bob to open up. I didn't know that in advance, but as I looked at him and I thought, Apostle Bob, it's like the apostolic and the prophetic together, you know, are more. So I wanted him to just like release that apostolic voice, his apostolic father anointing in this place. Then I'm just going to come in and do my part. And they're just so good to let me do that. You know, they don't even know what I'm going to say. Now, that's a trusting apostle. So you can sit down. And this is going to be a lot different than the training we had in the spring or whenever that was. I can't even remember what it was. I think it was May. But whenever that was, a different kind of training than what we're going to do. What we're going to do here tonight is a lot of doing. A lot of activating. It's to get your juices going so that you know that you can prophesy. And wherever you are, if this is your first time or if it's your 1,000th time, God has a new level for you. And I'm totally convinced that God wants to take us to a new level, that he wants to take us to a new level, because just as Apostle Bob was saying that when we pray in the Spirit and that wraparound shield of faith comes around us, I was thinking that is so our God. He wants us to be on the offensive all the time. He never wants us to be hemmed in, you know, or battened down, or in a way that we are not on the offensive. And so that's why the prophetic is so crucial and critical, because it's through the prophetic voice that you hear the things that tell you how to be positioned and tell you how to speak into whatever is going on. And sometimes that's on a very individual or family or local level, and sometimes that's on a national or worldwide level. And so we're going to talk a little bit about all of that. But first, I just want to say I'm so glad you're here. And we've already prayed in the Spirit. I actually have that on my list. And you don't have to sit up there the whole time. That might hurt your back, to have not have a back to your chair or something. Or if you want to stay there, it's fine. But later on, Amy's going to lead one of our activations, and it's going to be a really important activation. So... but I wanted to thank Pastor Amy, because she adjusts her schedule along with the whole music team to come in and do their music practice before we have these special Wednesday night equipping and training nights, because it builds an atmosphere. It just makes it conducive for the Holy Spirit to move. And so I'm just so thankful to the whole team that they were willing to alter their schedules to come in to bless us and to bring the presence of the Lord here. And I've got, at first I thought I'm not going to put any banner up here, because the Lord had not spoken to me a banner. But then after I was here, as they were playing and worshiping and I was worshiping and just seeking the Lord for my final moments before you all got here, the Lord singled out this banner to me. And here's how I want you to see this banner. This is what this banner is saying. You see this big kind of like splash, I don't know what you call this, here in the middle, the silver here with the Lord on it. Well, the Lord says there's a door here tonight. And so I want you to see this as the door. And the Lord is in the door. And there is a door that he is holding open for us to go individually and corporately into a new dynamic of the prophetic that is for this hour and season that we're in. I'm just going to give you a little, we're not going to talk about this tonight, but I can't wait till next week, because it is going to be a major focus next week, is how to prophesy in a war season. Something to think about, huh? God's got a lot to say about that. So that's what we'll talk about next week, but we're going to build up here a little bit before we get to that. So we'll start with first things first. So first, I just want to remind everybody of a few couple basic things, and I'm just basically going to share this with you reading it, because I don't want to get off on a rabbit trail. So the Lord created us to be prophetic people. And what does that mean? It's people that can hear his voice and accurately respond to his voice and speak what he's speaking. That's all he wants us to do, is speak what we hear him say. That's what Jesus did. Jesus said that I only speak what I hear my Father say. Now, does that mean that if he said that he wanted a potato or a sandwich, that the Father was saying that? No, I'm talking about, he was talking about when he was in the place of releasing heaven, calling upon heaven, you know, hearing the Lord. So not every single word that he said, he didn't wait to hear the Father say, it's time to go to the bathroom. I mean, you know, these things can get ridiculous. But I feel like I need to say that, because it's a question that comes up. You know, it's a natural question. So anyway, just to clarify that the Lord has something to speak to us strategically about who we are, where we are, what season we're living in, what location geographically we are living in, what God is doing in the earth, what God is doing in the heavens, what God is doing in his throne room. And he wants us to know those things, and he communicates them through the prophetic. So that's basically hearing his voice, responding to it, and speaking what he is speaking to ourselves, our families, the workplace, our city, and the whole earth. Psalm 96:3 says, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. How can we do that if we don't hear and if we can't see and then articulate that? So we are the body of Christ, and we are to declare or speak prophetically to all nations and to all people groups. That's what Psalm 96:3 shows us. Christ is in us, the hope of glory, which is always up here. That's Colossians 1:27. And his power is in us. His authority is in us. And his resurrection life is in us. So when we speak his word, and there's an anointing on it, and there's power in it, and there's authority in it, it's not because of who we are in our natural selves. It's because we are united with Christ as a born-again Christian, and so that voice of the Lord is coming through the Christ in us, the Holy Spirit, causing us to hear that with coming from our heart into our natural ears, and we speak it out. And so we're not doing it by the mind, but we're doing it by the Spirit, always. So we have the mind of Christ. That's all in 1 Corinthians 2. We also have his mouth. He made us to be his mouth. And we are to speak what he speaks and is speaking. This is the prophetic, hearing the voice of the Lord and speaking what he speaks. Once again, Jesus said, I only do what the Father does and speak what the Father speaks in heaven. And this is what he did throughout his ministry years, throughout the time that he was on the earth. He spoke the prophetic. And in just a little bit, I'm going to talk a little bit about all the prophetic that came about who Jesus would be and what kind of life he would live and things that would happen to him and how accurate those prophetic words were and how those people that prophesied him literally hundreds of years in advance before those prophetic words were manifested and seen. So why would God do that? Well, we're going to talk about that. So why does God want us to prophesy? Well, let me tell you why. Because that is where God's creative power lies. He said, let there be light in the beginning, right? And then as it goes on in Genesis, it says he separated the waters, and he spoke the firmament, he spoke all the vegetation, the fish, the reptiles. He created everything by speaking it. He spoke it, but he didn't name it. He had his son name it. Well, how could his son name it? Because they were one heart. And see, this is an example to us. This is the Bible showing us from the very beginning that God wanted his sons and daughters to speak for him because they knew his heart, because they had his heart. Because the Holy Spirit promises that he will reveal these things to us and we hear it in our heart. Now, science, which is always a curious thing to me, and I like science. I don't mean that in any, not positive way, because I am somebody who really likes science. But science catches up with what is biblical, and I always think that part's a little humorous. And so what science has discovered is that our literal physical heart hears. It hears. I mean, scientifically, scientists say that this is true, and it opened up all kinds of realms in neuroscience and neurology and those kinds of things, and we're not going to go off on science, but I want you to know that you hear in your heart because God made it so that you could hear in your heart. All of us hear in our heart. God created us that way. He created us to hear. So don't be in fear. You can hear. You can. You can because God made us to hear. So God is still creating, and this is why we're prophesying, because he set seasons and times in the earth. It talks about that in Ecclesiastes. It says there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time for this, a time for that, and a time for the other thing. And we are in a time. A lot of leaders say that this is one of the most historical times that there's ever been in the earth, that it's a critical time. It's a a turning point time. It's a time where we're going to see convergence happen. We're going to see incredible changes. Well, God put this time in place. Now, it is true, Daniel shows us, that the enemy comes and tries to pervert times and seasons, but it also says the Ancient of Days is seated, and the Ancient of Days is over times and seasons. And so God is going to, anything that gets out of alignment time-wise, God resets. Yeah. He resets it. And so I want you to see the need and the value of the prophetic and God's sons and daughters speaking his heart, regardless of the time or the season. In every time and season, God is creating and he is making and he is laying out his blueprint and then bringing the manifestation of it. And all of that comes, the revealing of it comes in the prophetic dimension. We hear and we speak. This is how we partner with God. This is one of the ways that we partner. So God is still creating. He's still bringing heaven into the earth. And like Adam, the Lord wants his sons and daughters to speak his heart and his purposes into this time that we're living in. Into your family, into your business, into your school, into your whatever, all of the places. There's a little bug up here. And once again, that doesn't mean that we'll see immediate manifestation. Remember, hundreds of years passed. I think I read today that it was 700 years from Isaiah's prophecies about the birth of Jesus Christ before those things were manifested. You know, different timelines with different prophets. There are a lot of prophets prophesied about Jesus coming. So we don't always see the fruition of the prophetic words in our lifetime. So be careful how you judge a prophetic word. You need to judge a prophetic word by the witness of the Holy Spirit. And if you can't get clarity on a prophetic word, whether it's a prophetic word to you personally or a prophetic word that is spoken to the church or maybe over the nation or a larger group of people or entity, if you can't get clarity on it, you take it and you sit it on your shelf, trusting that the Holy Spirit will bring revelation. And he will. This is what I know he will. This is what I also know by experience. Sometimes it's years down the road before I've understood some things that God spoke over my life because they just didn't fit. They didn't fit. But later they fit. You know, there were circumstances and situations that I didn't know would be part of my life. But when my life got to that place, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit made me remember that prophetic word. And then it was a strength to me, because that's part of what the prophetic word is. It's a strength to us. The prophetic word, you know, it breaks open, it creates, it advances, it clarifies. You know, it does so many things in the area of partner together with revelation and knowledge and wisdom. You know, the prophetic is all intertwined in that. Well, as we've been reading Proverbs again and again, and I love doing that. I truly do. It's just, it gets better every month. It really does. It's amazing. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because in Proverbs, there's so much about wisdom. There's so much about knowledge. There's so much about understanding. There's so much about insight. And the prophetic is interwoven in all of that. And so that's why the prophetic is so important. It's always important. But it's more important right now because everyone, believers and non-believers, know that we're in a very historic time period. This is an important thing to remember about the prophetic word. And I think that this is why it creates. Prophecy carries the governing power of God in it. Whoa. Whoa. You know, I've shared many times in John 1:1 when it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." that in my little NIV study Bible years ago, there was a little note, and I read the little study note down there, and what the study note said was in the culture, in the Greek culture, in the time that that was written, the word logos, that's the Greek word there, for in the beginning was the word, that the common understanding of the word logos was, it was the governing power behind something. And so when we speak the heart of God and we're prophesying into something, over something, just whatever God is speaking to us, that carries the government of God and all of whatever resources of heaven that God himself is going to assign to that to make sure that it's going to manifest. That's why it tells us in Isaiah that God says that I will watch over my word to perform it. So we don't have to fuss or stress about how that is going to happen or what is my responsibility towards it. My responsibility is to believe God. That is my responsibility, is to believe God and to hear him. This is relationship, to hear him, believe him, and speak what he speaks. That's my part. He performs it. He creates it. It's his governing power. I don't have anything to do with that governing power other than if I speak it, he used my mouth, my vocal cords to articulate it. That takes a lot of stress off of me. I don't have to do any performance. You know, in the last season, there was a lot of performance kind of things connected to that. And one of the things that God is making clear in this time is performance is no part of anything. And so I just want to assure you that there's no performance required to hear a prophetic word, speak a prophetic word, or to see if it manifests. God takes care of all of that on his own. Isn't that good news? So it says in Scripture that we prophesy by faith and we speak the words we hear in our heart. Now there's two fear factors I'm going to address right up front before we get into an activation. And I'm going to get into an activation quick, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but I want to cover it. The one fear that I think that everybody deals with, is it really okay to speak like you're God? You know, to speak first person. And to speak first person, there's a lot more authority in it. You remember that these words have the governing power of God in them. And if it's not, here's the good news. If you somehow missed it and you didn't prophesy what God said, the governing power of God's not in it. He's not going to watch after it. He's not going to make it happen. And it'll fall to the ground. Isn't that good news? I think that's good news. I like stress taken off of me. So God says he wants us to speak, and I'm going to read you some scriptures. So he wants us to speak, and he wants us to speak first person. Why does he want us to speak first person? Instead of telling it like a story and making it kind of what God said sandwiched in something so that you don't have to say the Lord says or I say whatever, which is how the prophet Isaiah does it a lot. The Lord doesn't want it couched. He wants it clear. He wants it clear. So you don't need to couch it. And if you feel like you need to couch it, allow the Holy Spirit to show you where the fear is and deal with the fear so that you can speak God's word, even if you're all by yourself. So I speak a lot of prophetic words all by myself in my house when no one's around who hears them. But the Lord moves upon my heart and I speak it. And so first person matters because there's more authority in first person, and we're going to do it that way tonight. The other fear I think I've already dealt with, and that is, will I be able to hear God? Yes, God put an ear right in your heart and you will hear. So I'm going to read some scriptures to stir up our faith, and we're going to go right into an activation. So I'm just going to read through these. Just hear them and receive them right in your heart, because this is to build you up. It's to build you up because that's what scripture does. So Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard from the word about Christ. Isaiah 30:21, and your ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And when you turn to the right or to the left, you will know. John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Romans 10:8, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart. Jeremiah 1:4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, this is one of my favorites because this is a promise of God that I rely on as a prophet. What the Lord told Jeremiah is the word will come to you. It will come to you. It will come to you. So you just have to make yourself available and it'll come. Jeremiah 1:9, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. John 8:47, whoever is of God hears the words of God. That's pretty plain. Isaiah 42:9, see the former things have taken place and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Well, if God's going to promise to announce them, then we're going to hear because he made us to hear. John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the promise of Jesus about the Holy Spirit. So if he's going to tell us, then we're hearers. God made us hearers. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me. And I will answer you and tell you, that means speak to you and you will hear, tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Now that's just a handful of scriptures. There's many, many more scriptures throughout the word from the beginning to the end. God assures us that we can hear his voice and he assures us that he is speaking to us. And he assures us that he wants us to speak what we hear him speak. To release it. So we're gonna do an activation here. And how many have never been in a prophetic training where you did activations before and don't even know what I'm talking about? Okay, a couple of you. So I'm gonna explain to you that an activation is just the religious word we use in the prophetic world to say that we're gonna practice. Now we're going to take some things and we're going to do them. We're going to be doers of the word. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you that we're going to do it. We're going to get into partners. You want to have one other person as your partner. And what you're going to do, we're going to start with a simple thing. And the most simple and basic thing is you're just going to hear a word from the throne. That's what Christian International calls it. And they're the premier prophetic trainers across the earth. And so you're going to hear a word from the throne, which just something to bless your partner. But I'm going to go further than Christian International because we're a little more grown up than when they wrote all that out. And so I'm going to say that I want you to say, whatever you hear, I want you to say to your partner, the Lord says, whatever. I want you to start it with the Lord says. We're going to just start from the gate. We're going to start that out. We're going to start by saying the Lord says. So we're going to say it in first person. The Lord says this. Don't say the Lord says this about you. Let's see. If I had a word for Gwen from the throne, and I would say, the Lord says, I have surrounded you with my glory. So see, the Lord says, I want you to stay first person. Now, I kept that really simple because we're just keeping this first thing a thought from the throne, not a paragraph or a story, just a thought from the throne because we're just getting it going. We're lubing up the lubing up the flow. And so you don't have to prophesy a word, just prophesy whatever word comes to you, whatever thought comes to you that would be a blessing to your partner. Any questions? Yes, Greg.
This first exercise that we're doing. So, you know, sometimes when you start, it can go on and on. So you're wanting it very short and succinct.
Yes, very short and succinct. It wouldn't even be more than a sentence or two. Okay? No more than a sentence or two. So it tells us in 1 Corinthians 14 that how you prophesy is subject to you. So you can cut it off. The Holy Spirit will not make you go on and on, even if it's there. So I want you to cut it off, because this is just getting it going. We're just getting it going. We'll do longer things, but I want to work our way there. Does that make sense? So a couple of sentences, that's all. A couple of sentences. So it's sort of like popcorn, you know, quick, fast, easy, easy peasy. And you can't make a mistake because we're practicing. And as long as you say something to bless your partner, they're not going to be hurt by anything. So, and the prophetic word is to build us up. That's one of the purposes it tells us in Corinthians of the prophetic word is to build up. And so if you say something to build them up, to bless them, it'll fit. And if you don't hear anything, just say what you think God would say to bless them. It's okay to do that. Sometimes we can block our hearing by trying too hard. Try to remember this is organic. And so try to just take a breath and let it come, because it's your heart that's going to hear, not your head. Yeah. It's your heart that's going to hear, and it's going to transmit that to your head right away. When I used Gwen for an example, I didn't have anything in advance. I had to, you notice I hesitated a second because I had to hear something before I could say something. But I kept it really simple, short, succinct. So this is simple, short, succinct. Okay? Everybody got that? And so what I'm going to have you do is quickly just find a partner. It doesn't make any difference who your partner is. I'm asking Bob, Pastor Bob, and Apostle Bob and Linda to step out and help me, because what we're going to do is walk around and we are going to then help anybody who is stuck. And if you're stuck, there's no shame in that. We'll just help you. We'll help you. Sometimes just somebody standing beside you, adding their strength, believing with you that you will hear God, just breaks you through that place of hearing. Okay? So stand up, find a partner, stand out in the aisles up here in the front somewhere, and I'll give you directions and when to start and who to do first, but first get in pairs. Just quickly get in pairs. Doesn't matter who you get with. It can be somebody you know, somebody you don't know, your best friend, your spouse, a new friend you haven't made yet. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because this is just about beginning. Okay? Now, does everybody have a partner? Okay, now everybody has a partner. Well, this is what we're going to do to help you to get started. First, I'm going to tell you who's going to prophesy first. It's going to be the taller person of you, the two. It's going to prophesy first, and then you'll reverse. Now, since you're only going to talk a couple of sentences, it shouldn't take but a few seconds before you switch. You know, you can give yourself a moment to hear from the Holy Spirit. But the taller person is going to prophesy first, which means the shorter person will prophesy second. But before we do that, I want to pray over everybody, okay? So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you speak to our hearts, that you are always speaking, that you made us to be hearers, and that you fill our mouths with words. And we thank you that you're filling our mouths with words right now that will bless our partner, that those words will come easily and organically, that we'll speak them, and it will be a blessing. I thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that is at work, Lord God, to reveal and to release these words in our heart. Father, I take authority over every spirit that is not the Holy Spirit. I bind it and I silence it in the name of Jesus. Nothing else has room to speak here except through the Holy Spirit. I thank you for an open heaven, and we bless you in Jesus' name. So I'm going to say, go ahead, taller person.
If the shorter person is not prophesying yet, go ahead and switch. If the shorter person hasn't started, start. And if you're done, just be done. Yeah. So you can see this doesn't take very long. Okay, now don't sit down. First I said to somebody, sit down, but I made a mistake. Don't sit down. What I want you to do is find a new partner. So turn around and switch real fast. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it again because the more you do it, the easier it gets. And if you haven't done it for a while, sometimes you just need that kind of like priming the pump, getting it going. Okay, there should be an even number that there are twos. Do you need a partner? Bev, do you need a partner or you have a partner? No, we need twos. There we go. Okay, is anybody without a partner? Oh. That's okay, just find a new partner. Yep.
No, I'm not involved because there's an even number there.
Okay, has everybody switched?
Not yet. There's a couple people there.
Okay, somebody over here doesn't have a partner. Okay, everybody partnered up? Is anybody without a partner? Okay, we're going to do the same thing again. The tall person's going to prophesy first. If you're a tall person, I'm sorry. But we're just going to keep it the same. And then the short person will prophesy second, and we're going to keep it short, short, short. Just a couple of sentences. It's just to get it going. It's not to finish. It's just to get it going. Okay? So, Father, we just thank you again for your prophetic anointing. We thank you, Lord, you've made us to prophesy. We believe you and we trust you. Fill our mouth with your words in Jesus' name. Okay, tall one. Okay, tall ones, go ahead and switch and let the shorter ones practice. Okay, short ones. Shorter ones. You're not short, just shorter one. Okay, if you're all done, raise your hand. All right, is everybody done? Okay. Now I want you to go ahead and sit down in your seats real quick, because we're going to move on. All right. Now, we were just practicing, so it doesn't really matter. But what I found is that the Lord will often take our practice really seriously, and we get some words that really bless us. How many were blessed by what was spoken over them? I mean, isn't it incredible? I mean, God is just so good. He just, and to me, that just goes to show again how much he wants to speak to us. Now, Apostle Bob came down, he reminded me of a tip. And this is a good tip, and I'd forgotten about it. Go with the first thought that comes with you. Don't discard it. Go with the first thought. Don't think, no, not that. And then wait on something else, because we're believing that the Holy Spirit's going to give you that first thought. So even if it seems weird to you, and how could that possibly fit, trust the Holy Spirit. And once again, we're just practicing, so you can't mess up. We're just doing this to become more familiar, to become better, to go deeper. I love this. Remember, this is a door, and the Lord's here, and he says, I'm going to take you into a new place in the prophetic. And I believe that. I mean, that's why I'm here. I truly believe that. I believe God has a new place for each one of you, for all of us in the prophetic, for us as a church. So we're going to move on to the next step here, and this will be then it for tonight, because I've got two sessions tonight and then two sessions next week, and I'm going to get done by 8:30 like we promised. And so there is another ingredient that actually in the, at least of the prophetic trainers that I knew in the last season, they might mention this, but they didn't really lean heavy into it. But I felt like the Holy Spirit said, you need to lean heavy into this. And so 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Then it goes on to say, but everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their own strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So that's why you're prophesying, is to speak to your partner for strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. Then the last verse in chapter 14 says, therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy. Well, what we're going to lean in here on is love. It is critical that we prophesy out of love. Because the Lord says that. You know, he talks about spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Then he talks about them again in 1 Corinthians 14. And in between is that beautiful love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, in between. So when this verse starts out in 14 and it says, follow the way of love, that is immediately following the last verse of 13 that says, there's faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. So, follow the way of love. So we've got to prophesy out of love. Now, do I think that any of you are not prophesying out of love? No, I don't think that. But what the Holy Spirit told me was he wants us to know that we have engaged with the love of the Father before we prophesy. And so I'm going to share a few scriptures with you to take us into a deeper place of love before we prophesy a word. There's no more powerful force than the love of God to begin with. Remember, God himself says the greatest of these is love. He says he himself is love. His love covers us, empowers us. His love moves mountains, conquers darkness. His love heals and delivers. His love sets the captives free. His love is contained in his promises. His love is carried in the substance of his words. His love fills our hearts and moves us to repentance. His love is real. It is tangible. It is holy. It is righteous. So you can see why making sure that you are moving out of the love of the heart of the Father before you release a word adds a great deal to it. Now, I wasn't going to go here, but I guess I will, because the Holy Spirit brought it up to me. So I don't have a whiteboard up here, so you're just going to use your imagination. Okay, so this little arch thing here, that's the earth. Way up here is God's throne room. That's the highest heaven. In between are the heavenly realms, okay? If you're not careful to connect with the heart of the Father, you can prophesy out of the heavenly realms. What does that mean? It means that you can prophesy a word out of your own knowledge or your own feelings or your own attitudes. And that would probably happen innocently because you didn't know. You didn't know what a critical thing it was to connect with the love of the Father. If you connect with the love of the Father, you're going to hear that word because it's by the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart that comes from the throne room. And it's not connected to any of those things. You're not prophesying out of those things. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to prophesy anything that's practical or now or real or, you know, it doesn't mean that your prophetic words are abstract and that kind of thing. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this is how you position yourself to hear a true word from the throne, is that you open your heart for the Father's heart of love to encompass who you're going to prophesy over, or sometimes what you're going to prophesy over. I prophesy a lot over Michigan, over Detroit. I have to let the Lord expand my heart so that I can encompass the city of Detroit with my love, not my frustration, not my aggravation, no attitudes, no, just no tudes of any kind. And so the only way that I can do that with any security is connecting to the heart of the Father, expanding my heart over that, letting go of whatever my thoughts are about whatever it is, and saying, give me your heart. Now, I say that to myself in my preparation. Give me your heart. Give me your heart to speak over Gwen, to speak over Joyce, to speak over whoever or whatever, whether it's a, because it could be a business or a school or a group of people, because you can, we'll talk about that next week, prophesying to lots of things. But what I want to say now is the Lord is really emphasizing that you follow the way of love, and there's a way to do that. So I'm going to stir us up about the love of God. So 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, if I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in the heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself in love, my words would be reduced, to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. Wow. What are hollow words? They're words that are not valuable. They have no meaningful substance. They're meaningless arguments that bring no lasting solution. They're made-up narratives that fill the airwaves with nonsense, confusion, and controversy. Hollow words have no lasting value. But Jesus said his words are life and spirit. So that's why we want to tap in through love, by love. Remember, follow the way of love. His words, God's words, that are sourced in love are filled with the eternal supernatural dimensions of love, and they are living words with breath in them. Whoa. Love deposits eternal value into words. Love carries the seed of hope and vision, and when hope enters in, faith rises up, empowering vision, and you can now see what you could not see. Love has so many benefits. I'm not going to go into all of them. I'm going to skip down here. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor does it inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. Wow. 1 John 1 4:7-10 says, those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another. Whoa. Very clear. Because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. The one who does not love has not yet known God, for God is love. The light of God's love shined within us when he sent his matchless son into the world so that we might live through him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved him. It was his love, not ours. He proved it by sending his son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. Prophesy out of love. 2 Corinthians 6:11-12. This is Paul as our example. Paul is talking to the Corinthians and he's saying, we have spoken to you freely, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, or we are not holding our love from you. What he's telling them is, everything that we speak to you, we are speaking to you in love. We have sought the Father's heart for you, heard the Father's heart, and we are speaking love. He says it right here, that we opened our hearts wide to you and are not withholding our affection. Turn to your neighbor and say, God loves you. Now turn to another neighbor and say, God loves you. You know, he loves us. He loves us. He created us in his image. That's the born again and not the born again. So this is how Paul positioned himself in love. It said he opened his heart wide so that the love of God could flow through. They did not withhold their affection. And the Corinthians were a mess. I mean, if you read the book and read about why the two books of Corinthians were written, it was messy there. It was messy there. But he was not thinking about the mess. He was operating in the love so he could speak words that were filled with spirit and with life. Okay, so Amy's going to come and lead us in this first activation in this area.
Okay, first I'm going to prophesy out of the Word of God, because this morning when I was talking to the Lord, I asked him, Daddy, what do you want to say to them? And I literally was laying with my head on his chest, wanting to hear his heartbeat for you. And he took me to a scripture that was, for me, very exciting. And we didn't collaborate on this. All she said was, Amy, I want you to sing a prophetic word. So it's out of Isaiah 10 through 14. The crux of it comes out of there, and I'm going to prophesy it in song, and then we're going to have an activation, okay? My child, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of you by your right hand. And I say to you, yes, I say to you, listen closely. I will always say to you, come to this place in my arms. You'll hear me say to you, do not fear, for I will help you. I said, do not fear, for I will help you. Do not fear, for I will help you. For I am your kindred redeemer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so if everyone would stand, and I need, because this is tactile, we're going to actually touch the person that we're doing this with. I want women with women and men with men, except Bob and Linda, you two can be together because you're married. Oh, Vince and Janice can be together because they're married. Other than that, if everyone would find someone of like gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ron, would you come down here and be my person? I'm going to use you as an example because I think that that'll give the right amount of guys. So Carl's back there. Mike, if you want to, or Josh. Let's see if everybody's got 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Just come stand right here. Okay, so stand next to your person. I'm your person. Oh. Okay, everybody doesn't have one. So Gwen, if you'll go back there and grab her, she's going to come back in. Walk to the back, Gwen. Walk, walk, walk. Yeah, walk back. She has a partner? Okay. There you go. Susie's going to be your partner. Okay, so stand. Just stand right next to your partner. Okay, and the person on the left, you are going to put your right arm over the shoulder of the person next to you. And you are going to be the first one. So the person on the left, put your right hand, because in the word he says, I will uphold you with my right hand. I had been asking the Lord for a long time what his wraparound love looks like. And he showed me this morning a facet of that. So you're going to take the person that put their right hand around, you're going to take your left hand, give me your right hand, and hold that person's right hand. Now you have wrapped around them in love. And now you're going to speak to them. I'll move over that way a little bit so I can see my notes. And you're going to speak to them. Do not fear, I will help you. Now, you are prophesying the word of God to them. So I want the person that's being held to shut their physical eyes, open the eyes of their heart, and see Daddy God and feel Daddy God in the embrace of this person, okay? And then hear Daddy God as the person on the left with their arms around the other says, do not fear. I will help you. Say it 3 times in your time and go ahead. Okay, now I want you to just trade places with that person so you that just spoke over them, now you're going to be receiving. You're going to close your eyes, and the new person that's on the left is going to put their right hand around, put your hand right up on my shoulder. You're upholding me. And then take my right hand. Okay? Now I am being embraced by him. You are being embraced by that person. I'm going to shut my eyes, my physical eyes, and open my spiritual eyes, the eyes of my heart, and see my Daddy God. And now you're going to say, do not fear, I will help you. 3 times. 3 times.
Wow, huh? The Lord wants us to prophesy like that. Remember what that felt like. Remember what that looked like. Not that you're going to do that with everybody that you prophesy over, but it's a way you can position yourself so that in your heart, you're positioned to hear the word from the highest heaven, from the throne, from God's heart, and not any kind of mixture that's in the heavenly realms. Does that make sense? Okay, the other thing we're going to do that is brand new, I need 2 people to help me pass out. And we're we're going to, I felt really, I felt that it was very significant that we move into prophesying scriptures. And you'll see more the significance of this next week, but we want to step into it right now in this activation. So I'll tell you before you get your sheet of paper, or if you already have it, what I put on here was a list of really nice scriptures so that you have a good word that you can prophesy from scripture to your partner, okay? So I had an example up here. I'll wait till everybody gets one, and I'll read that to you. But I feel that in this time that we're in, especially in this war season, that the Lord wants us to enter into taking scriptures and prophesying them in a way that we've never done before. And first of all, the word is a door. And so, once again, look at that and see that the Lord has opened a door through the word. And what he will do as we just trust him, believe him, and obedient to him, and we start to prophesy over each other out of scripture, it's going to open the door to a deeper level of the prophetic that I don't know how this is going to work. I just only know what the Holy Spirit has told me. It's going to be more strategic, laser-like, more focused, and there's just going to be an incredible dynamic of power in it, okay? You may or may not feel the power. The person who receives it may or may not feel the power, but that's not the criteria. The criteria is what did God put in there, because what he put in there will be the result. So I've got my little example. Amy didn't know I did this. I used her in my example. So one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 5, 11, and 12. So I'm going to read it to you first, then I'm going to give you, and you can see it here. It says, "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Okay, so I'm going to pretend like Amy and I are partners, and so I'm going to prophesy. Oh, yes, Amy, thank you. Stand right here. All the better. And so now I'm going to take that scripture, and I'm going to use that scripture to prophesy to her. So I'm going to change some words around, and you may only use a phrase out of the scripture, and that's okay. So I'm going to say, "The Lord says, Amy, as you take refuge in me, you will be glad, and you will sing for joy. I will spread my protection over you. As you put your love in me, you will be filled with the strength of my joy, and I will bless you and surround you with my favor as with a shield." Wow. Wow, huh? Now, it could be when I get better at doing this that the Holy Spirit could just give me a couple of words out of this and send me on a road of a different kind of blessing and a longer prophetic word. But right now, we're just getting it going. So we're going to stick to the scriptures. So I've given you a list here. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 is a good number. So you've got 6 scriptures. You can pick one of them. Pick one of them that just kind of resonates to you, even before you know who your partner is. Because I don't want you to pick it by your partner. I want you to pick it by the Holy Spirit. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just ask, Lord God, that as each person puts their eyes on the scriptures, that you, Holy Spirit, would illuminate one of the scriptures to them, and that they would choose the scripture that they feel attracted to, connected with, highlighted by. Because Lord, we know that you're putting your anointing for that person to prophesy out of that's the door into the place of a greater dimension and a greater realm of the prophetic that you are just beginning to reveal. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay, everybody got one? Everybody's got their scripture picked out? I want you to pick out your scripture before we pick out our partners. If you don't have your scripture picked out, raise your hand so I know to wait. If nobody raises their hand, you don't. Okay, two people. Okay. Everybody knows that sound. Okay. You got yours, Terry. I just playing around. Laughter is good medicine. Okay, now stand up and get a partner. And I don't even care if it's the same partner. Get a new partner, get a different partner. This is just practice. It's all good. The key is to have a partner. You got someone walking towards you. Well, it comes out even. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. We're not going to do touchy, so it's okay. That was just for Amy. Sorry, I didn't clarify that. I didn't clarify. It can be, you can be mixed. It can be a man and a woman, and you don't have to be married because we're only going to speak to each other. So, but before you start, you got your scripture picked out, right? So you know where it's located on your page. Once again, come with the first thoughts that come to you out of that scripture to speak to your partner. But before you start, I'm just going to pray a little prayer. We're going to expand our heart over our partner and connect to the heart of the Father. How are we going to do that? By faith, like we do everything, so that we are hearing and positioned to hear through love. Okay? That's what the word says. Follow the way of love. Did you have something you wanted to add? Okay. So everybody's ready? Everybody's got their scripture picked out? So I'm going to pray. This is like you praying, but I'm going to pray for everybody at the same time to position us in love. And now I'm going to have the shorter one start first. And so I want you to take the scripture you've picked out, and out of that scripture, using parts of that scripture or all of the scripture, prophesy over your partner. And then we'll reverse it, okay? Does that make sense? All right, so Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are love. And so right now, Lord, by faith, we just purpose that our heart would be expanded with your love. And we expand our heart over our partner, Lord, because we know how much you love them. Because, Lord, you love everything you created. So we just open our hearts to that love to flow through us so that we are prophesying from your heart of love this word and for our partner in the name of Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, shorter person. Whenever you're finished, change and let the taller person prophesy. Okay, is there anyone not done? Okay, finish up. Go ahead and land it. If you need to land it, just go ahead and land it because we want to move on. Because these are just activations, so you don't need to finish if you've got a whole longer prophetic word. It's okay to leave it out there. All right? We're going to do it again. And so find a new partner, and we're going to do it again. Okay, if you're brave, I'm going to leave it up to you. But if you're brave, pick a new scripture. If you're not comfortable with picking a new scripture, stay with the scripture you just used, but I want you to have a new partner and hear for that partner. Okay, so yes, switch. Switch people. Find a new partner. And you can pick a new scripture if you're comfortable picking a new scripture, or you can stay with the old one. But you're going to need to hear for the new person. So find a new partner. Are you guys new partners or old partners? Okay. We need a partner down here. There's everybody partnered up? Okay, is everybody ready? Okay, again, we'll just do the same pattern. We'll have the shorter person prophesy first. As soon as the shorter person is done, the taller person can start. But we're going to expand. Okay, is somebody messing around over there, causing trouble? But we're going to pray again because this is a new person. So we're going to expand our heart for this person to be moving in the love of the Father, okay? So, Father, we just thank you again. We thank you for our partner. We thank you, Lord God, for your great love, and we want your love to flow through us, Lord. We want to move in love as we release the prophetic word to our partner in Jesus' name. So go ahead, shorter person. Go out of your scripture. Okay, if everybody can take their seats, we're going to wrap up here. I know, once you get going, it's hard to stop, isn't it? Wasn't that amazing? Wasn't the activation that Amy had to get us going, you know, where you were coming from this place of intimacy, and it was this personal place where the Father was saying, I. You know, if the Father talked to me, and he didn't talk to me in a personal way, if he talked to me third person, it would be a little weird, you know? And so I know sometimes there's just a little resistance to make yourself speak from that first person place, but trust the Lord and all the examples in the Word, and go ahead and speak from first person. This is all practice. So sometimes, you know, when you're doing something brand new, it can feel a little awkward, it can feel a little different, or you might feel different, but you get beyond that with practice. Every time I do something for the first time, it's weird. First of all, I never know if I'm going to do something left-handed or right-handed, so I have to always try it with both hands to see which hand's going to do it, because that's just how I'm put together, which makes everything a little different for me. And so it could be like that kind of thing. But go ahead, even in your own time. I want you to take these scriptures home. I want you to practice with these. These are just scriptures to get you going because, like I said, the Lord is drawing us into His Word. He wants to draw us. There is a door. I'm going to come back to this banner. There is a door here where the Lord is. And He says, I've opened this door and I'm drawing you in. And that word, I love the word draw. The word draw in Hebrew means it's a continuous movement forward. When the Lord draws us, He's continuously bringing us closer to Him, forward in our destiny, forward in our identity, forward in everything that is about us that He's given us. Isn't that good news? I mean, I love that. He's always drawing me forward. So sometimes when I feel awkward, I'm encouraged by just that definition, knowing that, you know, He'll get the kink out of the rope and He'll get me going. And so take these scriptures home and practice so that your tongue and your thinking become just a little more comfortable with how to take scripture and prophesy out of it. You can practice, you can prophesy to people of, you know, in your family or your neighbors, or just send it out there, even over people you don't know, if it's just an easier way to practice. You know, practice on the people that you know that somehow you encounter in your life. You know, just prophesy in advance that the next person who takes your money at the cash register, you know, just speak a word of blessing over them from scripture, and just practice till you become comfortable. You have to become comfortable, and then you go deep. It doesn't happen in one step. So first you just got to get acclimated or comfortable with it. You got to follow the pattern, and the pattern is first person. You're speaking I. Go with the first thought that comes. Don't evaluate it by your brain and cast it aside, waiting for a next thing to come along because somehow or another that didn't agree with whatever your mind objected to in the beginning. Okay? And go with trusting the Holy Spirit. Remember, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge me in all of your ways, and I will direct your path. He will here too. That scripture applies here too. And so you will get comfortable. Now I know you were all blessed. I mean, I know you were, because being spoken words from the Father's heart is always a blessing. It's always a blessing. And so I know you are blessed. You'll be more blessed tonight. We're going to dismiss here even early. We got 9 minutes early. But that's because you're all such great students. So we've done everything that we were scheduled to do here this evening. So hallelujah, God. And so, but come back next week. Because the key thing we're going to talk about next week is how to prophesy in a war season. This is about weapons. This is about strategy. This is about positioning. And you're going to want to know this. You really are. It's going to be important. But we've got to start at the beginning so that then we can get into the other. So that's where we're going to go next week. Question? Yes. She wants to be consistent in speaking the word open. Be open. Be open. And that is one of the things God's saying. He's saying, be open, be open, be open. He's saying, open wide. One of the Hebrew, going into the, I don't know what number of Hebrew year it is, but I know that one of the meanings of whatever Hebrew year it is door. So God is talking about doors. He's talking about opening doors. He's talking about doors that you have to open and doors that he's going to open. But he's saying to us, open wide for him. Open wide for him to do what he wants to do. And I'm saying specifically in the area of the prophetic. Now, I know there's other places he wants us to open wide as well. But right here, we're focused on the prophetic. And the prophetic is always a blessing. Don't be afraid of it. Sometimes in the last season, the prophetic got exalted in a way that made it wompy. You know, it was just out of kilter. And it wasn't right. It wasn't accurate. It wasn't biblical. God does not elevate prophecy over other gifts just because he says he covets for everybody, or he wants everyone to covet to prophesy. That doesn't exalt prophecy. That's no different than he wants everyone to pray, that he wants to heal everyone that's sick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He just draws attention that we can all speak. He wants us all to speak his word. That's all it means. The prophetic is not a mysterious gift that is wooey weirdo to operate in, because it's just not. It all comes from the Father, and he's not like that. If you know him, he's not weird. And so everything that he gives us to do, he made us to do. It's in our DNA, and we are equipped for it. We're made to do it. You are made to speak his word. You. All of you yous are made to speak the word of the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for what you did here tonight. We thank you for the deposits of words, the blessings that they were, because, Lord, your word from your heart is always real. It's always impactful. It always deposits. It always encourages and builds us up. And we are grateful for every word that was released here tonight. We're grateful for opportunities to practice. We're grateful, Lord God, that you want to take us into new places and expand us. We're thankful for your love. I pray, Father, a seal upon everything that was done tonight, Lord God. Father, I speak increase and blessing over every person here. Father, I declare that their ears will be opened to a new and deeper level, Lord, that with ease they will be able to step into new realms of the prophetic. Every place that you've opened the door, they will see the door open and that they will quickly walk through because of you are their great lover. Lord, you are the love of our lives. Lord, all of the answers are in you and through you. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior, the blood, the cross, the Holy Spirit. We just bless you, Lord, and say we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.